I'm home. Where are you? Oh, hey. There you are. I didn't wake you up, did I? Good. I always feel bad when I interrupt your naps. I know you need as much rest as you can get. Today's a low spoon day, huh? Well, that's okay, baby. I'm home now. Let's go through the list, shall we? I know you hate the list, but it's important. Are you ready? Okay, good. First of all, have you had any water today? No? Okay, I'll get you some water. When was the last time you ate? Alright, so water and a snack. I can do that. I know you don't have any energy for a shower, but have you at least changed your clothes today? Okay, we can fix that too. Okay, baby. You stay right there. I'm going to go find you a snack and some water, and when I come back, we'll get you changed into fresh pajamas, and I'll get you a washcloth so you can at least wipe your face. Okay? I'll be right back. You just relax. Okay. Let's get you taken care of. Can you sit up for me? Perfect. Here, take a couple sips of water while I find you some clean pajamas, okay? Let's see. Come sit on the edge of the bed. Yeah, scoot a little closer to me. Alright, first let me just wipe your face and your neck down. It won't feel quite as good as a shower, but I also don't want to have you collapsing on the bathroom floor, so it'll have to do. If you're feeling better later, maybe we can shower together. Otherwise, it can wait until tomorrow. There. How does that feel? Good? Good. Okay, now, let's get that shirt off of you. But trust me, I'm always trying to get your shirt off of you, but this time it's just so I can get a clean one on you. I'll keep my hands to myself until you're feeling better. Okay. Now the pants. Let's just slide those off. And then... Perfect. Now we can get fresh ones on. There we go. Feeling a bit better now? Perfect. Okay. Here's your snack. That should hold you over until, like, dinner. We'll order out tonight, whatever you think you can handle eating. Sound like a plan? Good. I'm gonna go get changed. You eat your snack and get comfortable in bed. Okay. Oof. All right. Well, you look much more comfortable and happy than when I first walked in. Here, move over so I can lie down with you. Oh, this is nice. Even if you don't have any spoons, I'll always be your big spoon. That counts for something, right? Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was cheesy, but it's true. When you don't have your own spoons, I'll be the spoon you need. I'll always pick up the slack for you when you need me to. Wait, what? Why do you feel guilty? Okay, hang on a second. Just stop and listen to me, please. First of all, it's not your fault that you're sick. There's nothing you did to cause it, and there's nothing you could have done to prevent it. Sometimes things happen that we just don't have any control over. Second of all, I'm here because I want to be here. I love you, and I want to be with you, and it's not despite you being sick. Your illness is just as much a part of you as the things I don't like about myself are a part of me. It's a part of who you are, and I love who you are. Even the parts you don't like as much. Third of all, you don't ever have to feel guilty for things like the dishes not being done right away or the laundry piling up. You don't even have to feel guilty about not being able to shower or feed yourself. I know that when you're able to take care of those things, you do, and I know you work hard. Just because your work doesn't look like what people think of when they think of work, it doesn't mean it's not valid and important. Besides all of that, even when you're sick like this every day for the rest of our lives, I would still want you. There's so much more to our relationship than concrete things you can physically do. You support me, you love me, you hold me when I'm sad or stressed or anxious. You reassure me when I'm feeling down. You show me every single day how lucky I am to have you. So, no, I don't mind that the dishes aren't done. I don't mind that you haven't showered. And I don't mind bringing you food and water and helping you change. I like taking care of you. I like that you let me take care of you. I know I'm the only person in the world who you let see you like this, and it makes me feel, I don't know, important? Special? You put on this brave, strong face for everyone else, and I'm the only one that you let hold you like this when you're sick. I'm the only one that you let wash your face and bring you water. That's so much more important to me than having someone who washes dishes every single day or whatever. I love you. All of you. Even when you're in bed all day. Even when the housework is piling up, even when it's days and days in a row that you can barely pick your head up, I love you unconditionally. I love you more than anyone or anything in the world. I don't know how to convince you that you're not a burden to me, but I'll spend every day of the rest of my life trying to prove it to you. Too, baby. Now come on. Let's order some dinner and you can take a nap while we wait for it to get delivered. Yes, I'll stay here and hold you. That way you have at least one spoon.